Welcome to another episode of Diva Court. We are live on this Monday evening,
which is your
it's an evening. Yeah. It's an evening. And it's post Easter. And according to that co-diva who's with me, she's gonna keep her mouth shut.
I definitely am. Because once you said that, it was so many things that I wanted to say about Joe Biden, but I'm not going to say those things. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
She wanted to keep her mouth shut as she opened it to say, I certainly am.
This is me keeping my mouth shut, making a choice.
Listeners,
ladies, you have choices.
She does not have a choice because she wants to live in a male-dominated country where they tell women how to think. Okay, but let me tell y'all how to think tonight. It's Monday. We switched it up on you, so we're going to give you your edutainment on a Monday night, not a Tuesday night, because we have what on Diva Court? Choices. Something my co-diva doesn't necessarily always agree with, but that's all right, because you have the choice to find us on Spotify.
May I speak?
You may.
Spotify.
Apple Podcast. And you may, because a man said you can.
Is it okay?
A man. A man said.
Are you not a man?
No. But
maybe
a male.
I should ask the man.
No, I asked
Excuse
a man.
Me,
and
man.
A man said, I am authorized to give you permission.
No. I don't trust you. Excuse me. Excuse me, sir. May I speak?
Go ahead. What?
Apple.
And Google Podcast.
I'm waiting for you to say I can speak.
Oh, whatever. Do what you want to do.
Google.
You got permission from a male to do what you want to do.
If women were so, like, not out of control, they might be able to keep a man.
Wonderful. We don't need to keep a man. Okay?
It's easy to say that we have a man.
We don't need to keep one.
Women, don't listen to her. She has a man.
Find us every week on YouTube, our channel, where we're pushing.
Shout out to Candace O.
And what we're pushing this evening is
womanhood.
Easter green.
Oh. Submissiveness.
Easter green. Oh, she's so funny. Not. All right, listeners, what's not funny on Diva Court tonight? We have a G. What is that? A G?
G League.
A G League. Never heard of it until today. Bear with me. I don't watch basketball, nor am I a fan.
Is he in G League now?
No, he's in G Jail. Okay, J-Jail. Okay. Not G-Jail, but J-Jail. Well, all right, listeners, who are we talking about? We're talking about a young man who goes by the name Chance Comanche. Chance Comanche is facing murder charges because he's a G-League basketball player. And you know what's amazing about his story? The kind of money he's making. Listeners, he signed for $1.1 million.
Well, before that, when he was initially in the G-League, he signed for $5,000.
Well, that's prior to murder.
This is all allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay. So allegedly, based on research, he started at $5,000 per year. And then he signed a contract to make $1.1 million.
With the NBA.
That's my point.
So he stepped up into the NBA.
Yeah, but my point is,
and then
the
he
money.
Stepped up, wait, he stepped up into the NBA.
I
and
wouldn't
then he
say
got
he stepped up. He still, like, he stepped up a league, I guess.
Step sideways.
Wait, but.
Same league.
He stepped over.
So, no. I thought the F League was the 5,000, and then he went into the NBA because he played for the Kings, right? Was
no,
that the Sacramento
different
Kings?
Different Kings. This is a whole different Kings.
Those Kings.
This is the, yeah, the ones in.
Is that Pennsylvania?
Las Vegas.
Stanton.
So how do you sign? Because I'm stuck at the money, whether it's a G
and
or
it's
F.
Stockton.
EFG, Elemental PQRST, you make $1.1 million, and you are facing murder charges for allegedly killing someone because she was wearing
if
a
you admit
Rolex.
It, is it still alleged?
It's still alleged until the jury says they satisfy.
Or until the judge accepts your plea.
Hello? So it's alleged until we get a final disposition, listeners. I find this story amazing. What I don't understand is how a young man who evidently has some basketball skills has made it to a level where he could get a contract. Most people.
I blame that woman.
Most people. You blame the woman with the Rolex? Because she's a victim.
No. Not the woman with the Rolex.
Oh, you blame the girlfriend. The alleged girlfriend.
Oh, it's something about her that doesn't sit right.
Based on
me.
Her pictures? Yes. Ma'am, I'm going to judge you just looking at your photo. Yeah. So
I'm
he was arrested with his girlfriend for the murder of a young lady who was supposed to be in Vegas while they were in Vegas because she had on a Rolex watch.
You know why
I blame?
Because she's the one who was coordinating with the young woman.
Based on the allegations.
Based on the allegations. Mm. They were in coordination. They were talking.
Text message, you think?
Yeah.
So some correspondence was luring her?
I don't know.
So you think the girlfriend was luring the victim?
I think the girlfriend plays a role in what
why happened. The female would be trusting to be around them in the first place?
Right.
Not the first time.
So maybe she befriended her because she saw her number and allegedly these are
These are all allegations. But
right. Not even
are,
allegations.
They are in jail without
these are
a
hypotheticals.
Bond. No, they're not hypotheticals.
No. The stories I'm about to make.
Okay,
up.
Okay.
These are hypotheticals.
Okay. So you're trying to draw inferences from some of the
maybe she was in his DMs, you know, and he was like talking to her and she got word and got, you know, befriended her somehow. I don't know. It just seems
it's
like
psychotic.
Yeah.
It's not making any sense at the onset of the investigation and the arrest. But I'm just curious to get into the mind
of
someone who would have an opportunity. I couldn't get a motive out of the media reports.
Yeah.
So out of the news media reports, listeners,
it's giving woman scorn.
We could not get a motive other than a Rolex watch.
But we don't even know if that's even the case.
Well, that's what the media is reporting.
When's the last time the media been right?
Well, here's the thing. They're claiming that the Rolex watch story came out of an admission. So if we believe him that he murdered her, we got to believe him that it came out of a Rolex.
Maybe she bought him a Rolex, or maybe he bought her a Rolex, and the girl found out, and she went to go get the Rolex because she found him in the DMs. You see how
wow.
that works? Hypothetically.
You need to work for Netflix and come up with
I
stories.
Should. I'm really good at kind of creating things off the top of my
head.
Yeah,
you just make. Oh, I'm
just
sorry.
Make it
just
up.
Make it up.
That's literally what I do. I literally make it up. That's what I do. We should drink today.
So this, no, we're not drinking to.
Okay.
What are we drinking? Are you making up shit?
Yes.
I'll drink to that because you do that.
Not
you do. That's what you do. Professional shit maker.
Mark my words. It's something weird. It's something that has to do with the girlfriend.
So do you think the ball player is covering for the girlfriend and is willing to go down for murder?
No. I think he was probably cheating with her. And because he was trying to show his love in his weird way.
For the girlfriend. I'll show you. I don't love her. I'm a killer.
It's something like that.
Oh, my God.
Or you can kill her and I'll have your back. Or, yeah, let's kill her together because I don't care about her, allegedly. All of these things.
It's weird. But it's at the initial stages. It's at the onset.
And we will.
It's gotten media attention. We're going to have to update you on these stories because we've been promising to. But we will. We absolutely will give you a follow-up. We're going to have a show
producer,
called Follow-Up.
Follow-up show.
Yeah. We're going to have a follow-up show.
Producer, put that in the notes.
Producer might want us to do it at the end of the season. But we're going to do a follow-up Diva Court. We're going to follow up on the stories we said we would follow up on. How about that?
Do you remember which ones? Because I barely do. It was two attorneys.
Look, what you're going to have to do is watch the whole season. No,
it was two attorneys.
It was. It was the Ahmaud Arbery prosecutor
who
was arrested. And then it was the attorney who was allegedly telling people to hide evidence.
Exactly.
So I remember.
There you go.
And who's got the brains? One. Who's got the court? And that's the diva.
Here you go. Pinky and the brain. One's a genius and the other one's insane.
You can tell who's the genius. Thank you, listeners.
I think Pinky and the brain, the one that you thought was not the
genius, the insane.
Was the one that was insane. So I think the one who they thought was the genius was actually insane.
That is
one is a genius.
Amazing.
The other's in
you. Speaking of in you, the state of Florida has two things popping off at the same time, which is the state of Florida. You know what? People were talking about just cutting the state of Florida off the map, just sawing it off of Georgia and pushing it out.
They should do that to California.
In the ocean. And that we'd be just fine if we did that.
They also
why would
about
you
that?
Do that to America's GDP? Literally.
Because she didn't connect the money to it. She said, what did you say about GDP?
You talking about California?
California is such a huge state, first thing. And the fact is, like, that's like 50% of America's GDP come from that side of this country.
She does not care
and
about
the rest
your
comes
GDP.
From New York.
That is true. Isn't it crazy? The states that you want to pick on
we should cut
is the ones
off.
That's cutting
their,
your check.
Their taxes are ridiculous. The reason, why Atlanta, Georgia prices of houses are so high is due to California
and New York. It's the same two states, right?
Exactly.
Those people moving here and buying houses for ridiculous prices. They used to be 140. If you would stop offering $300,000 for it, right. It would stay there. Okay,
right. But they're moving.
That's because they're moving from a jurisdiction where the prices are so high. They get here and they see 140. They're like, "I'll give you double.
Let me
and
give you three of them. Let me get three houses for 140."
And the next thing you know, the prices are skyrocketing. Yeah. But I really got to the root of that. Now that you diverted the story for a second, there's companies that are buying it, and according to the new reports, it's like three corporations own like 90% of the houses. And what they're doing is they've agreed not to sell the houses for less than a certain price. So now you're forced to rent because rent is what the new driving force is going to be. They're trying to drive everybody to renting. Rent. Mm-hmm. So now I saw on the news the other day where it's like, it's actually $500 cheaper per month to rent than it is to have a mortgage. Get out of here. At least that mortgage will stop in 30 years.
That rent
will not. Right. And if I live life expectancy 80, let's say 80, let's push it. I'm going to pay your rent for 80 years. I'm going to pay your rent for 40 years.
It's given antitrust laws.
It's too much, man. It's too greedy. Speaking of greedy.
Do you think that if they continue to do that, they're going to have to break up the monopoly? I mean,
I'm disappointed. I am disappointed that the state of Georgia allowed it to just happen. They saw it happening. They saw 30 people lining up to buy one house during COVID. Remember? Mm-hmm. Everybody realized, hey, I don't want to live on top of each other like we do in New York. Mm-hmm. I don't want to live. And then what did they do? They allowed the investors to come to the state and do what? All they're building is eat, work, play. I'm like, is that not living on top of each other again? Mm-hmm. Didn't we learn anything from COVID that we need to live apart from each other? Mm-hmm. So that if we do inside our own pandemic again by being too close, playing with animals or labs or whatever you want to do, testing diseases,
mm-hmm. I seen outbreak.
You will have a problem because the people who had the yards,
you know, we
are the people who were able
right now
to bring their parents back into
you know
their
we
home.
Are completely
it's
down
time to talk
hole.
About it now that I think
Can we
about
go
it.
Back to the
no,
topic.
We're not going back. I'm not going to have her drive this train. Oh, you've been drinking.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
You've been drinking. Think about it. Those people were able to bring their parents in from nursing homes. Mm-hmm. Come back and live with your children.
And bring all the COVID with
and bring you. Don't bring the COVID because you're going to die. Those people are dying in nursing homes at record numbers.
Right, but they're going to bring the
Isn't
COVID.
Isn't this crazy how human beings' memories can fade? You remember how traumatic that process was for everybody? And now people are acting like, what? Why,
speaking of Florida.
Why are you wearing that mask?
Speaking of Florida,
okay. Talking about the mask, right? The people who don't want to wear one.
Speaking of Florida.
Okay. Two problems going on in Florida at the same time. I shouldn't call them problems, but two very things that make you go. Hmm. One is Governor DeSantis has signed a bill into law that prohibits children under the age of 14 from having a social media account.
That is great.
Okay. So that is great and that is not great. And let me tell the listeners
why. Have you been on Twitter?
Let me tell the listeners why.
You know how many people I saw die? In my lifetime, like, everybody was on Twitter. Like, I've never seen someone die. There was a video. I'm on Twitter, which I just got on, which I regret.
Maybe you should get off.
I know, right? I'm on Twitter, and there was this guy who was standing outside of the patio, and he was, like, crying and everything like that, and they were filming him, and they was like, I think he's about to jump. And so he goes over the railing and he's holding on to the railing and they're filming this and eventually he lets go. Like, this is like a whole movie and he falls and they look down and he's on a car, like a whole movie. Like, real. And it's so many things like that on Twitter. Yes, they need.
So,
oh my gosh. I started blocking so much stuff.
That's like the rabbit hole. So are you now saying that we need to prohibit certain content on Twitter. Because now that's where Elon Musk was going that's with the Don Lemon interview about you can't tell people what not to put up and what to put
and
up.
And then I just
hello?
Saw.
Hello? Like, I think you're supporting Biden. You need to stop talking about
there
it. Because you're going to go down the Biden rabbit hole.
No, what I'm saying is that I support DeSantis about
no,
allowing.
What you sound like you support is restricting
you,
the content because
you
you're telling.
What DeSantis did.
No, but you're
that.
Telling me that it's traumatizing for you as an adult.
Mm.
Adult.
Does Biden have a bill? Like I'm not everything that Biden does, I'm not against. So
no,
I'm not
no,
that
my
person.
Point, my
does
point,
Biden
though,
have a bill that's doing that?
Hear me out. My point is this, that there are people who are saying if you ban someone from making a statement on social media, there was a whole big controversy about saying, no, you can't incite a riot. And if you're going to incite a riot, we're going to ban you. You cannot incite an insurrection. If you incite an insurrection, we're going to ban you. There are certain that you cannot blow a dog whistle
okay. Video
because people
content,
can get hurt.
I'm speaking on video content.
Let me make the point. So my point to you is, where are we going to draw the line?
Video content.
If I say to you, you can't say it, you can't show it, what is the difference between you saying I can't show it and me saying they can't say
it? Well, already on Facebook, they already have bans for, like, you can't show naked people. You can't show people get murdered. I mean, they do that on Facebook.
Right.
So, you know, my thing is that I'm, you know, words are words. But showing video of people being murdered, people committing suicide, people, all of those things on Twitter is crazy.
Words matter, and let me tell you why.
I'm not saying that
there was a young lady who was convicted for telling her boyfriend, get back in that car and kill yourself. Words. She wasn't even present. She was not at the scene. She was not near the scene. She was on the phone talking to him, and she'd been trying to keep him from committing suicide all this time, and she said it. Words matter. He did it. He did what she said to go do. So what I'm telling you is,
well, that's a but that's
words
that,
are just
no, no, no,
as
no, no,
harmful when you're talking
that's a
about
false equivalency because on Twitter with anonymous people typing stuff that you can choose to or choose not to read compared to videos, like videos are like there and then you can scroll. I can look at words and just keep scrolling, but that video and the woman's already naked and she's being raped is a complete different possibility.
No, that's why I believe that there should be a restriction.
But I don't think it should be a restriction.
Not just your
words.
I restrict your words. I restrict your words, and I want to restrict your words because children are seeing
them. So you agree
with
DeSantis?
I do agree with him. Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
But, I mean,
so I agree.
You said something about Biden. Is Biden putting a bill together?
But here's why I say agree and disagree as it pertains to DeSantis. I agree with the banning. No, I have to show you from a, because remember, we're diva and court. That's
guys,
the diva and
this is
the court.
This is what a disagreeable woman looks like.
So, agree that children's content must be monitored. And if it takes law to monitor it, I think it should be monitored. So here's where I say I have to back off because there's another side to every story and the people who disagree are saying, I thought you said, DeSantis,
parents... Is this a story you're making up or are people really saying this?
People have said, not me, they live in Florida. You want me to cut the state off? You want me to take you to Florida?
What's her name?
Okay.
What is this organization's name?
So there are people, listeners.
Is this the ACLU?
Because I'm not talking to this Dana.
Is this the ACLU?
I'm not talking to this diva. I'm not talking to Dana Smith, government names.
Or is this a story that
you
made up?
People are saying, why are you not allowing parents to determine what their children should do? Because when it comes to teaching history, you're saying, parents don't get to decide whether their children should learn history or not. You can pretend like they don't exist. You could pretend like they don't exist.
I'm not saying that they don't exist.
No, you can pretend.
Is this you and your crew?
You could pretend.
Is this you and your crew?
Keep acting, because we are on a show for edutainment purposes only. Listen to me, listeners.
I think there are people on the
opposite side of this bill that says DeSantis is a hypocrite because DeSantis, when it comes to certain things, are saying that parents should have a right to choose. Let's go back, because you said we went down a rabbit hole. So let me show you which rabbit hole we went down, the mask one, and I'm glad you brought it up.
God, I did not bring it
Children
up.
Children should not have to wear a mask. parents get to decide whether the child wears a mask. That's what we're talking about in terms of hypocrisy.
Also, is this a group of people who were anti-mask, is now anti parents shouldn't be able to tell people what is on the content? Is this what you're saying?
No. These are the people.
Okay, so you're just conflating these arguments.
These are people who were complaining that I should be the one determining whether my child wears a mask.
So these are the same people complaining about this?
Maybe if you listen with your two ears and stop talking with your one mouth.
Okay, go ahead. I'll listen.
Okay, so the people who said I should be able to choose whether my child wears a mask in the school building or not. So I'd like you to issue a law stating the school can't tell me as a parent whether my child should be masked. Mm-hmm. Are the same people on the opposite side, you understand? On the side that says, yeah, let's ban 14-year-olds. So those are the parents who say I shouldn't be able to choose whether my 13-year-old, my 12-year-old has a Twitter account or has a social media account. I shouldn't have that choice. But I should have the choice as to whether my child can wear a mask or not. You don't see the hypocrisy in that?
I think this is an argument you made up.
It's so good, listeners. It's so good.
I think this is
that
you.
That she is saying.
No, I think this is you.
You have to have made that up because nobody is as smart as you are.
I think you're arguing it from your perspective. You know, I mean, I'm trying to, what organization? Is this Mothers Against Drunk Driving?
No, so here's where you're wrong.
What organization is
And my listeners are going to know you're not listening.
What organization?
I already said that as a parent, I think it's a good law. I think that we prohibit children from engaging in a lot of things across
this country. I just want to know who to defend it in this case.
We prohibit them from drinking alcohol, right?
Name the defendant.
We prohibit them from smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. We prohibit them from driving cars. We prohibit them from consenting to sex. So I don't have a problem with the prohibition that is associated with this law.
Who has the problem?
Oh, my God. Listeners, she ain't listening. I'm going to have to talk about something else.
I'm listening.
Because I can't have a diva up in here.
I'm just trying to figure out
court.
Who is mad that DeSantis.
This is not.
What parent. No, no, no.
This is not Dumas court.
No, this is diva court. My question is, what parent is mad that their child should not be consent? You have to give consent to allow this child to have social media. What parent is upset about that?
Okay.
I want to know who she
is. The parent who wants the right. The right.
Who is this parent? Where is this argument at?
Okay, so here's your problem. Mm-hmm. You're trying to find a specific person to justify.
A group of people? Maybe a group?
It's more than
an
one.
An anonymous
it's,
person?
It's more than one.
Who
it's
is,
more than one
where
person.
They at? Where they at?
But sometimes we prep listeners and some participants don't read because reading is fundamental. And some of us just refuse to read.
I was just trying
okay?
to figure out who
But it's had. Not uncommon because they say if you want to hide something from certain people, you put it in a book because they don't read.
I'm just doing okay? Okay, so what? Since I didn't read it because I'm so ignorant.
No,
who
I will not
then?
Read for you on this show.
Oh, okay.
This is not bedtime
the
stories.
There ain't nobody.
Listeners.
Nobody's mad about this.
This will not be bedtime stories.
No.
But I will put
somebody
the link.
Somebody just doesn't like
DeSantis. I will put the link.
Somebody
I will put
doesn't
the link.
Like DeSantis, so you have to give him some pushback. He did a good job.
Okay,
like,
listeners.
You got to be. You can't be mad that. You said it. You already said it. A broken clock can be a broken clock.
I'm going to need you to be listening.
A broken clock can be wrong.
I'm going to need you to listen.
Twice, right? What'd you say? Twice a day?
You're not listening.
A broken clock can be wrong twice a day. Let's just leave it at that.
A broken clock could be Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
Oh,
she don't listen.
Next topic.
Okay? So my point, listeners, are there are people who are saying it's hypocrisy. And I do agree with those people that it is hypocrisy. Because if you should choose to tell your
and
kids whether or to wear a mask or not, you should be able to
Nobody
choose
made that
to
argument.
Tell your kids at 13 they can have a social media account and it should be legal for them to have a social media account. Okay. You should be able to choose
Moral of the story.
At 12
right,
that they can do it. All right? So Florida residents, congratulations. You have some policing to do on your children with social media. And I'm telling you, I agree with it because the grounds, even the foundation by what they're saying, they're like, people are using their phones too much. It's psychologically affecting the youth. They're always on there. Somebody says something mean about them. These teenagers are killing themselves.
That's
it's a
true.
Lot. And that's why I think words matter. Because remember, I didn't show you a picture on social media. I just said, you're ugly and you're killing yourself. Okay? So words matter, and I don't think you should be able to abuse people with words because that's called psychological abuse. Some might disagree and say sticks and stones will break my bones. But words will never hurt me.
Well, when we were teaching that, people...
people were ignorant when we were teaching that.
No, when we were teaching that, and you embed that, like when my daughter calls my other daughter ugly and they look the same, and I'm like, are you ugly? Like, why are you going to allow somebody to make you feel bad about who you are as a person? When you're instilling that in the heads of children at a young age, sticks and stones can, I don't care what anybody says about you. You are amazing. You are this, you are that. And you're building up the character of these people. When somebody does say, go kill yourself, you're going to be like, this is an idiot. But that's what's wrong. Like, instead of worrying about everybody getting a trophy, build your kid up so they can have confidence, so they can be competitive, so they can move forward. Like, that's how you were raised. Nobody could tell you something negative about yourself and you're going to just receive it. So that's a lack of parenting right there. It's a lack of parenting. If somebody can tell my kid, go kill yourself, and that affects my child, that's why I have to find error myself.
Okay. So let me wake you up because you've been napping.
I'm sleep.
Let me tell you something. There are variables now in society that are fighting your children faster than you can get home from work. And they beating your kids up, okay? Because those variables are coming at them. Those stimuli are coming at them. They're in a school environment. They're in a social media environment. They're in a phone environment. They're in stimulus is coming from every single direction. Mm-hmm. And where you're talking about being a working parent, that's ideal. In the perfect world, that would be great. Miss Beaver would be at home when the kids
you're
get
amazing.
There. And she would say, you all are wonderful and don't listen to anybody what they say. But guess what?
But you still got to do that, though.
You still have to encourage your children. But what I'm saying is the reality of what you're fighting against, you're doing it, but it's not necessarily 100% being received by your kids, because the majority of the times your children are not necessarily with you. If you count the number of hours during a school year that they spend away from you as a parent, and I'm not talking about everybody else, I'm talking about me. There are 18-hour days that I'm pulling sometimes. And I do, as a mother, feel guilty because I'm like, why are you still at work?
Right.
I'm doing it on Sunday. I'm doing it on Saturday. I don't have a cutoff. And it's because we live in a society where you are, as a parent, trying
you
to...
You can't shelter them.
You can't. You can't make a better life. You're trying to make a better life for them, and you're having to choose between, oh, my God, do I make a better
it's
life for
juggle.
Them? And the price of the house is going up, and then it's costing more. And, okay, this house is too small, and I need a bigger house because they're growing up, and I really want them to. And, wait, how do I get the bigger house? Oh, my God, I got to work these extra hours, and right. They give me extra hours of work. So it's all ideal if society wasn't so money-motivated and so work. Yeah. That's why I was upset with Governor Kemp when he felt like it was more important to make hairdressers and barbers essential workers instead of pushing money at these people so they could be home with their children, so they didn't have to go cut hair and dye, so these children are not orphans. And that's another thing we're not talking about right now, all the children who lost their parents, mom and dad, in the pandemic. That's, you know, true. What I'm saying? So DeSantis, I'm gonna give you a pinky clap. Because I'm no fan. But I'm going to give you a pinky. That's what we used to do when we were kids. I'm going to give you a pinky clap. You can't get the hands. You get the pinky clap for that law. Because I agree. It's necessary. These kids.
That's a good law, though. So maybe more than a pinky clap. Because of the essence of what the law is about. You got to give more than that.
It's a good law if he wasn't pushing freedom, parents' freedoms. Because I'm balancing freedoms with.
No. Every situation, judge on the merits.
Yes, and I'm judging on the merits. If a person says, why don't I have the freedom as a parent, then I got to back off. Because I'm telling you, freedom is important in this country. What made this country what it is.
Well, you can't.
People were coming from countries where if you said the prime minister's an
you can't
idiot,
even get a...
you're going to jail.
There's so many things...
Off with her head.
Wait, there's so many things you can't even get unless you change the age on your, like, what is it? Email addresses, or it's something that you can't.
No. We, like I said, we govern conduct associated with children. We do
with
it
with social media too,
and it's right to do it.
Like, you have to, in order to have a Instagram account, you have to be a certain age to even do that.
That's why I think you shouldn't be able to fight a war at 18. I think it's too young.
I agree.
I do. If I can't have a drink until I'm 21, I can't pick up your gun at 18.
I get that.
Stop. Stop all the hypocrisy. You should, maybe, kids are watching.
Maybe till 25, because you can't even rent a car.
Hello, I can't even rent. No, you know what? I can understand you saying, look, my car is $60,000. I'm not giving it to you till you're 25.
Well, but no, but isn't it because the, is it a temporal lobe not developed?
Correct. So we're saying that you're more likely to damage my vehicle based on studies. And you're because more, but you're not
but you can carry this gun?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can fight this war that I started. Because I'm going to pick a fight with somebody, and you're going to fight it, or your kids are. All right, what else going on in the state of Florida? Lucky Florida listeners. The Supreme Court has decided to allow the ban, the abortion bill to go into effect. 6 weeks. Ladies and gentlemen in Florida, you have 6 weeks. I don't think most women even realize that they're pregnant until 8 weeks. I've never learned of a pregnancy at 6 weeks. And I got three children.
Are you checking your, were you ever checking your ovulation schedule and
Let me tell you something. My generation did not have fertility problems.
I hate to wake all of you,
but we were all fertile myrtles. My mother, my grandmother.
They're not as fertile as they used
they
to
didn't
be.
Need a thing, because the food they eating a poison them.
But they now have apps that tell them their ovulation
they
schedule.
They need it because the poison that defeat you.
Yeah, they know. They have the apps to tell you your ovulation schedule. They tell you when your period is this, blah, blah, blah. So
that's
because
they can't get pregnant.
Yeah,
These people are struggling because the amount of sugar they're putting in your diet, the amount of chemicals they're putting in the foods to keep it on the shelf longer so they can sell it in 6 months instead of 2 days.
So if you're going to raw dog it, get you that app.
Hey, what you need to do is start eating well. And not buying their junk.
No. I'm talking about since you can't get an abortion after 6 weeks, make sure you got that app.
Girl.
Get that app. So you can know when you can get your abortion. You can get your abortion in 1 day or 1 week, or you can get the pill.
Well, you know what? That's up, too, with the Supreme Court. They're trying to decide what's going to happen.
Somebody said that the FDA approved the abortion pill.
No, that's been around. What the argument is.
Sent. It could be mailed to different places.
No, the Supreme Court is trying to hear, should they be able to ban that too? But the pill.
Well, as of right now, you can order it on Walgreens from any place.
Just like all your other prescriptions.
I mean, the new focus is going to be on banning contraceptives or anything that prevent pregnancies in the first place.
That's true, because there's certain people that believe that you shouldn't
be. Those Roman Catholics.
You shouldn't be preventing a pregnancy.
I mean, it's the Alabama Supreme Court already said, embryo is a baby?
Yes.
Like outside the body. Like if you did we're going to put the embryo, we're
correct.
Freezing
in vitro. IVF got shut down until
it backfired.
Yeah.
Because it did the opposite of what they wanted.
Well, it had a chilling effect. So all the IVF clinics shut down.
What happened?
In Alabama. In the state of Alabama, they passed a law saying an embryo in a glass in the freezer.
So what happened to all them babies?
No. The people just stopped. They stopped collecting. They stopped doing the procedures because it wasn't clear.
But what about the babies that are already collected? Are they grandfathered in?
You're not grandfathered into nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, those people said, we won't touch them. We won't touch you. Goodbye, everybody. So they're going to go.
Because they couldn't do business there.
They could not. Like, and it shut down their economy.
If you can't pay to keep your eggs frozen, they throw them away. But Alabama's going to say that's murder.
That's a murder.
Right. And the doctors were like, we're not going to
jail. Or if a doctor says.
So what did they do with the.
No, the legislators.
That's the point. So what did they do?
They passed laws.
They probably shipped them to another state.
No, okay. They passed law.
They probably shipped it to Georgia.
They really quickly passed
law. But isn't that trafficking humans?
At that point, it's a big mess.
Is that when human
you start.
No, they passed legislation. They passed legislation.
What do you mean?
So they forced their Congress into session because their Supreme Court did something so drastic that it forced their legislators to pass laws exempting doctors.
That already have, like, the grandfathered egg.
No. You can't charge them, period. You cannot prosecute them. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter what they do with their eggs, and they started back the treatment for the women, that kind of stuff.
They stopped
and said, we're not doing anything. We're not moving. We're not having patients. We're not taking nothing. Your appointments are canceled. Everybody's canceled because they were like, we're not risking going to prison over no foolishness like
that.
That
makes sense.
So that forced their legislators to go into session and pass a law that says we exempt them, we exempt them from that foolishness.
So if I stop paying on these eggs, then I could go to jail.
No, because they're going to die at my freezer.
IVF
IVF
is exempt. The whole process is exempt. Or no, just the
you
doctors.
Just can't. Yeah, you just can't prosecute the doctors.
Right, but what if the mama stopped paying for the?
Then you can't prosecute the doctor because it's in the doctor's custody. It's not in the mama's custody.
You're missing what I'm saying. The mom stops paying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she stops paying. She's allowing for the murder to happen. So she's an accessory, which means she can be charged with accessory.
She can't be charged because
felony,
I can't
assault.
I can't charge the doctor, so I can't even charge her.
What a RICO! You can charge her in Atlanta. You can charge her with a RICO.
Fetal RICOs in Alabama, listeners. But yeah, so in Florida now, 6-week abortion ban takes effect.
We'll get the app. Make better choices.
I think all doctors in the state of Florida should just pack their bags and leave.
I ain't gonna do that.
I think they should.
Somebody will get rich.
Just pack your bags and leave.
Oh, then it'll be
who gonna get rich? You,
the doctor who stays.
Let me tell you something.
The few doctors who stay.
If the doctors were to say to the citizens, "We're not staying," I promise you, honey. That whole legislative pitches, all the legislative pitches would change at the next election. They would be like, "Nah, I gotta go. Gotta go."
There will be some doctors there that will not.
No, ma'am. Because guess what? It worked in Alabama. And that's why they got legislation passed that quick. You would think it would take bills. Oh, we have to.
No,
we
but
have
they
to
can't.
This
don't they have a Hippocratic oath or something? They can't do no wrong or do no wrong.
It's do no harm. But when you start,
she said, "Do no wrong."
Do no wrong. When it came out my mouth,
what is up?
Came out my mouth, I started laughing. Like, you know that ain't right. Girl.
It's when you start labeling everything as a baby. You got a problem.
You can't do no wrong. You can't do no wrong,
ma'am. I'm going to have to charge you for murder.
Do no harm.
You had a cycle this month.
And you murdered that egg.
Hey, let me tell you something. You're going to jail.
A woman's womb. Someone said a woman's womb is a graveyard.
You're going to jail.
Because she go on her cycle, and that's where eggs go to die.
You're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
You are going to jail.
Well, everybody's going to jail.
So that to me is...
A woman's uterus is a graveyard because when she goes on the cycle...
If you entertain foolishness, you end up with buffoonery. And this country has changed a lot. Our scholars are dying at record numbers.
We need to go back.
To what? Because I'm not going back to slavery. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm not going back to the bottom of the boat. I'm not going back to the back of the bus.
Great again.
Hey,
when was it great?
I don't know. I don't know what she's talking about. She was in the back of the bus. It was great.
The 90s?
Huh?
The 2000s?
Oh, in the bottom of the boat?
No.
Oh, okay.
The 80s?
Do our Reconstruction.
1700s.
When we first got out of slavery.
The 1800s. You mean 1963?
Wow. No, wait. Keep going back.
But that's when you got out of that's when slavery ended.
Wait, ma'am, you
said 1963.
She said, "I want to be a slave."
Reconstruction.
That's when slavery.
Reconstruct my slavery? Okay.
You want to go back to 1800s.
Yes.
Good luck with that one.
Wow. Goodbye. You go by yourself.
Go
by yourself because we ain't eating that unseasoned chicken.
Excuse me.
Oh, no. That's what we end up doing.
We're not eating that unseasoned chicken.
There's no bathrooms for you to have.
Hello?
Ain't no running water.
No, ma'am.
No running water.
I cannot. Little House on the Prairie.
There's no motor vehicle. You have to walk.
No, thanks.
The air will be more pure.
No.
Full of manure.
Just like her.
Manure. Really?
So
you see
pure.
How she full disrespects of manure, black women?
Full of manure.
That's so terrible.
I disrespect
you just disrespect
black.
Black
I'm sorry.
Women.
She disrespects it's so nasty. All women.
It's so
because
nasty.
Only I'm a nasty woman.
I didn't call you a nasty. That would be disrespectful. I didn't call you a nasty.
You got that
woman.
From your president.
I said, it's so
I
nasty.
See.
It's so nasty. I didn't say you was a
she
nasty.
She got it from
woman,
her president.
But you acted like one.
Such a nasty woman.
Such a nasty woman.
See why I say words matter? See why I say leadership
matters? You said I was manure.
She is
and I said
up.
Nasty woman. That's word. I didn't even call you a nasty woman.
She said I was a nasty woman. Y'all know what she
run
said.
Run them
listeners.
Tapes. I said, you're so
they heard you.
So
they
nasty.
Heard you live in living color.
Not live in living green.
In living color. All right. So what are we talking about?
I have no clue what we're talking about. Who's next?
Producer, what are we supposed to be talking about? Because she just want to talk about everything. Can't keep us focused. Just off the rails.
You're supposed to be talking about
Kansas
Rasheed,
City Chiefs. Oh, my God.
And his buffoonery, I guess.
Rasheed.
Alleged.
You know what? His name sounds like runner. Rushy. He's gone.
Rashi
Rice is what we're talking about. Kansas City Chief Super Bowl champion is off to the races. But where is he racing, ladies and gentlemen? On the expressway.
Allegedly. How do we know that was him?
We know that's his car. Okay. Allegation. His vehicle was racing, video camera footage on the expressway, and clipped two vehicles, causing a 6-car accident because it was racing, I believe, a Corvette.
So his car is guilty.
His Lamborghini SUV was being operable and operated by the investigation is still going on. The allegation is it was by him. However, based on the video footage we witnessed, there were three gentlemen that jumped out of the vehicle.
Three people. We don't know.
On the same side.
We don't know.
I didn't even see anybody come out on the driver's
side.
Three
people.
Isn't that crazy?
We don't know if they were men or women.
So let me ask you a question. Could the driver have jumped out the passenger side?
That's possible. But we don't know.
There's a possibility because of how the accident happened. That driver door wasn't even opening.
It didn't open the driver door.
Allegedly.
No, we saw that.
No, I mean, like, it was broken where it can't open.
Oh.
No, I understood that. What
that's lucky, though. That's lucky. Listeners, that's lucky. Because now everybody came out the passenger side.
So we don't know
who the driver was. Driving?
We don't know if he was even there. It could have been his cousin.
The good news, listeners, is no one was seriously injured.
No one is dead.
Thank you, Lord. But the investigation is ongoing. And what they're looking at is other video footage. They're trying to determine, was Rashi Rice driving that car?
Do you think he's related to Ray Rice?
Oh, I remember him. Isn't he the one that killed his baby's mother?
No, not kill his baby's mother.
Because he didn't want her to have a baby?
No.
She was pregnant.
No.
There was a Rice that went to jail.
That wasn't the story.
Ray
he
Rice.
Was in the elevator, and his girlfriend spit on him, and he punched her.
No, there's another Rice that
went
to prison.
That's Ray Rice.
No. Do you remember the Rice producer that went to prison?
That's Ray Rice.
Because he killed his girlfriend. No. And the mother is raising the child, and the child has special needs because he was badly injured. They were able to save the pregnancy, but they couldn't save
That wasn't
her.
Ray Rice.
I could have sworn that was Rice.
No.
Okay, so you're saying Ray Rice
was the
punched
one who
his
was
girlfriend
in, the
elevator,
and he punched the girlfriend in the elevator. And she got beat up, and he lost his contract with the team. football team.
Don't you love?
I was gonna say Rams.
This
but I don't
diva
think it's the
pushes
Rams.
Her edutainment.
Don't want to speak incorrectly.
All right. So, why do you think somebody with that kind of money, with that
Excitement.
Kind of victory, so close to the victory, mm-hmm. would do
yeah,
something?
It's Ray Rice.
Ray Rice was the one that killed
that
punched the girlfriend in the elevator.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there another Rice that killed the, you know what I'm talking about? He's serving life in prison for her death. She told him she was pregnant. He thought it was a trap and he was a ball player and he didn't want to have a baby. So lured her and killed her. And then the grandmother for her, the young lady's mother is raising the child. But back to the Rashi Rice story. He's suspected of being present at the scene. I couldn't tell who those guys were because they just got up, walked away, and now police is trying to figure out who was driving. But back to my point, once you get a certain level of wealth,
mm-hmm.
does that affect your mental psyche to the point where you no longer
you
can make good
crazy,
decisions?
If you're already crazy, you just crazy with money. That's what they
say.
So if you chill, you chill with money.
But usually already crazy does so much crazy that you see it before they get the money.
No.
What are you saying? The cameras are not on when all that crazy is going on?
You're
saying there's levels of crazy.
Money doesn't change you. It just amplifies your behavior. So if you were already living on the edge, doing stuff that was wild, now you just have more money to do more wild stuff. If you were reserved, you'd just be more reserved.
So is money necessarily connected to speeding on the highway, or is that a guy thing? Because we have drag racing going on
right,
where people don't have no money.
Right. So that's the point. The point is that if you are just because you have money don't mean you're going to stop. I mean, he...
It was an impromptu race.
Okay.
He was in his Lamborghini, mm-hmm. and there was another dude that had a Corvette.
Allegedly, he was.
No, allegedly. That is a Lamborghini.
It's a Lamborghini, and a Corvette comes by, and they want to test these other and see who's faster.
Wow.
I want to see who crashes first.
Well, in all due respect, the SUV hit something first mm-hmm. in the video we saw.
Because that side shoulder.
He was driving
that soft Prius. Shoulder. In the fast lane.
And that Prius.
There's not much room on that soft shoulder.
And that Prius.
So when you go over to undertake, because that's not overtaking. No, that's overtaking. Undertaking.
No, he was overtaking.
No.
Off of a lane that didn't exist.
He was undertaking from the lane he was in. And they went into a no lane, undertaking the vehicle, and clipped it. He caused the accident. Because the Corvette, or let me not say he caused the accident. The vehicle owned by him, based on the reports, mm-hmm. caused the accident. Right. Who was driving it is still a question that's unanswered.
How many people he going to have to pay off to make sure that everybody keep their mouth shut?
Everybody was in the car.
Nobody wants to catch that
So, two.
Everybody was in the car.
Three.
In fact, you probably don't have to pay anybody off if they were already getting paid before they got in the car.
It's probably true.
Because you're not going to mess
probably
up.
Entourage.
Would you mess up your group? Be honest with me. Yeah. Would you mess up your group?
They better have a good lawyer.
No.
To say, if would y'all you? Keep your mouth shut, this will go away.
Okay, so hypothetically, you're in the vehicle, right? That's your money. That's your gold ticket. Your golden ticket.
Your golden goose.
Would you speak?
No.
What if you got arrested?
There's nothing for me to say.
I wasn't the driver.
You're just going to beat the case. You're just going to beat the
Who
case.
Who was the driver?
I wasn't the driver.
So you arrested the wrong person. I got arrested, but I wasn't the driver.
Attorney. Lawyer. How about that?
I wasn't driving. I don't own the car, so it can't be me.
It's not my car, and I wasn't driving. That's your story. You're sticking to it.
Lawyer.
And Ray Rice is, or not Ray Rice, what's his name?
Rashid
Rice. His excuse is, I let somebody borrow it.
Which is not uncommon. Because a lot of times when you come from a certain socioeconomic class and you finally get the millions, you try your best not to forget where you came from. Mm-hmm. So you try your best to help the people who you left
they have
in
to,
the
and
neighborhood.
First of all, they have to arrest them first. Like,
well, you know what?
The scene?
Sometimes law enforcement will arrest everybody if they
but
can't
no, what
figure
I'm saying
out.
Is that it's not like they waited, right? They escaped the scene. So
the reports are that they left the scene.
Right. So the only person who could possibly.
But who could they have left with?
Right.
All the cars were smashed.
All they had to do is run up the freeway.
No, that's a long run. I did not see an exit.
Not where the cars landed.
You
just run up the side. Like,
no, but what I'm saying, there's a wall. There's a wall that the Corvette hit.
Right.
There's a fast lane. That's another wall.
But,
and I didn't see any exits close to where the vehicle stopped.
Is there like, you know how if you go down.
I know if you're close to a ramp, you can just walk up the ramp.
Or if you're on some freeways, they have the grassy knoll that you can run up.
There was no grass. It was all concrete.
There's no grass. We have to look at that.
Not in that footage.
We have to look at the video.
But Mr. Rice.
We would. Break. Catch you at the meet up at the blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the only thing that they can do, all he can say is, look, y'all, don't say nothing. I know they're going to contact me. I'm going to just say I let somebody borrow it.
Well, they could arrest everybody. They could arrest everybody.
Like, well, who you let borrow it?
If you can recognize who was in the video, you could arrest everybody in the video.
But how they going to recognize? They don't know these
people. I'm talking about the people who came out of the video. If you can get people to identify them, like you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know that. That's Marcia.
I know, but, like, are they going to do, like, they find his address, and then they go, do you know who this is in the video?
Yeah, who's driving your car? Who'd you give the car to? I don't recall. Well, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
I'm going to arrest you, too, sir, and prosecute you. You don't give your, how much is that vehicle? Half a million?
$300,000?
$200,000. That's too much. So, that's the price of a
house. Wait. So, if he let somebody borrow the car, then he's going to have to say, who did you let borrow the car?
I mean, his Correct. Biggest excuse is like, I have a house, I have keys.
Oh, anyone and everybody gets the keys. I don't know anyone. Who had it that day.
I don't know who
anyone
had
can grab it.
Sir, I'm going to get a warrant for the subpoena to the video footage you have of that gate.
I don't have a video footage of my cameras. Case.
You deleted it?
I don't have video cameras.
Oh, you deleted them.
I don't have cameras.
I don't subscribe
you better
to
hope ain't no cameras up there.
I don't subscribe to Ring, so I don't have it recording.
I didn't pay for that. It's just a look. It looked good.
I paid every month. but it's a deterrent. It don't work.
It just look good. You know how they put the sign in the
right in the yard, but I really don't have no cameras. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. I don't have no cameras.
Go ahead now. Sound like y'all doing lawyer stuff up in Diva Court.
Yeah, but I guess that's the best argument is there's a lot of people who stay in my house.
I wasn't even
home. I don't
even know. Here's my airline ticket.
Right. Or if I just wasn't there.
I don't know who took the vehicle.
I have keys, I have cars, and I let my friends do whatever the heck they want to do.
Right. Look at all these keys right here.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. The Lamborghini is missing.
I make more than enough to buy another one.
Or
it's insured.
Or they come to your house and they be like, the police knock on your door. Oh, you guys, I was just about to call you. My car was stolen.
No,
my car's not stolen.
You don't ever want to say that.
No,
don't ever put that on record.
No, somebody going to jail for stealing your car.
Somebody going to jail.
And now you lied to law enforcement.
Right. It's as simple as, I don't know who it was. Yeah. They took my car.
I don't know. Like, look at all of these cars lined up.
The I don't know is the best defense. So you don't think anything's coming out of this story?
If
just
they play
call the insurance company, they'll fix it.
If you play your cards.
Just call the insurance company.
Yeah.
The insurance company will fix it. Oh, don't worry. My policy covers all the cars.
Yeah.
It was an accident. It was not an on purpose. All right.
He lost control. That's
honey.
I don't know what happened, but here's my insurance information.
Moral of the story, listeners.
Sir, where's your car?
Please.
He had like a scar right over here. My girlfriend cut me.
Sir, why do you look like you have an injury? Oh, I got that in the Super Bowl.
Right. Oh, that's from the Super Bowl. That's a good answer. What is this? Why is your rib? That's an injury from the Super Bowl.
Hey, those broken ribs, they got nothing to do with that accident.
That was practice.
I was in practice. You know, we won the Super Bowl, but we still training.
Training. You got to train year-round.
Such liars.
Creative
liars.
Yeah.
Because I can't beat
it. Or alternative facts.
Alternative facts, as they say. But as we say here on Diva Court, when we close in the show,
we'll drink to that.
Don't forget, listeners, to look for us every week. Find us on Spotify. Apple Podcasts. And Google Podcasts. Don't forget to look for our videos every Wednesday when we push them out on YouTube. Real good. Tell us what colors you like because we're going to keep them coming unless you tell us to stop in the name of love. Okay, and that's all I can do on Diva Court. That's a wrap.
All right.
You finished or you done?
Are you finished or are you done?
Are we both?
We got to drink to that.